Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
In the arms of the angel, fly away from here. In the arms of the angel.
I'm Braden.
I'm Zell.
And I'm sad.
It's a somber day.
Yeah, it's, listen, it's, you know, there was a rumor going around that Dan died in Thailand.
Confirmed.
And that may have happened now because Dan was supposed to be here and
he's not.
So he may have died. We don't
Zell's
know.
Drama it's, strikes again.
So yeah. Look, if Zell
everything.
Wills it, if Zell wills it, it will be. So, you know, listen, hopefully Dan's okay. We have no idea where he is now. To be honest, we were like, oh, that's a funny joke. And then he just ghosted. We're like,
he's actually dead.
Literally yeah. ghosted.
He's
Dan
already
is dead.
It's all good. So now we're retooling. It's a power hour. We're getting crazy because listen, we've all fucking red pilled now.
we're back.
Now that Canada is rumored to be the 51st state, baby.
Woo! So that means we're no longer snow Mexicans.
And listen, that means we now have some skin in the game. We can actually fucking, you can listen to what we're saying. Big news today, first off. After years of saying he would not pardon his son, Biden pardoned his son.
What?
For 10 years of crimes.
Didn't see that coming.
I actually don't really know much about the story at all. I just know
it involves a laptop and a bunch of nudes.
And he's in jail?
I think it's mostly tax stuff. And he was just like, and basically from what I read of Biden was like, he
what
pulled the trigger.
Did
he's like,
Hunter
he's like,
Biden
he's
do?
Like, the DOJ is unfairly targeted. Hey, there he is.
He's alive. Look at
Uh-oh.
That.
Uh-oh.
Jesus. Busted.
Anyways, we love Joe Biden.
But did it have something to do with his job that he had?
All of a sudden someone's echoing.
Government?
Is it Dan?
Dan. I think it's Dan.
Everything
Dan
was good
Dan.
Until he's a ghost. Ooh,
it's spooky.
Hey, cool.
So as you can see, Dan is not in fact dead.
Oh, Dan's not dead.
He's very much alive.
Though he might have just woken up from a long nap.
It's yeah. what happened? Are you still all out of sorts?
Yeah, I'm just getting everything back up and running, taking a minute.
Oh, that's all right. We converted to a power hour. So we're like, oh, he's probably all jet lagged. It's all good. We're like, yeah, you know, he's
perfect. Dan can tell us my snuck story in person now.
Yes. All right. Now we can do an update. Listen, the weirdest thing is normally when it's been a little bit of a hiatus of all four of us, normally we always come back with the power hour so we can kind of fucking retool, see how everyone's doing, what little updates. The first update I want to talk about, first off, boys, I'm on a half bottle of wine already, so bear with me.
Okay, wait, hold that thought because I got something too. 1 second.
Dan is not in fact dead.
No.
As you can see.
Or he's been resurrected.
Are you? Wait, are you Dan? You're not dead?
I'm not dead.
Are you the Danly ghost?
the rumors of my death have been greatly exaggerated.
Now, the thing is that I always find hilarious is that whenever someone misses, like even a week, if someone's gone a week, the rest of us are flooded with messages are they okay? Did they quit? Are they still on the show? And this has been going on. We've been doing the show for almost fucking 8 years. And it's gotten to the point now where we're just like, yeah, he died or he quit or we make up lies. So just to, because now that I'm sure that there's some people that are believing some of the misinformation we've been spreading while Dan's gone. Dan is in fact not dead. And Dan is, in fact, not going to stop sleeping with men because Trump won the election. So we said that he was going to shave his head. We made all that was false.
Dan, did you shave your head?
No.
Pull off the hat.
Pull off the hat.
Prove it. Tell us, Dan, how was Thailand? We haven't heard anything about it.
It's good.
Did it?
It's good.
How many people recognized you on the beach? Like quite a few, I heard.
Yeah. Quite a few ex-girlfriends, maybe.
Do you, I heard you run it. Did you meet up with Uncle Slam?
I did. I did run into him. Oh, we did meet up and we hung out for a bit. That was pretty cool.
That's fucking
Uncle Slam went on a world journey and just happened.
So that's, that's crazy. Cause Uncle Slam is one of the few people that have met all theorists now.
This is true.
One of the very few.
Cause every pod trip,
he had to go to Thailand to meet the fourth. What was the highlight?
Some of that stuff I was posting on Twitter.
Can't remember. I don't know. It was just
Dan
like,
keeps his Thailand trips very secret because he doesn't like to announce that he's going to Thailand because he doesn't want the wrong people to know he's going because stuff overlaps for him and it ruins his trip.
Dan, was it at least Sanuk Mak Mak?
Yeah.
That's great.
That's a good one.
And Zell's been gone.
How was your trip, Zell?
Zell also not dead.
I'm alive.
What's your stance on sleeping with men now that Trump was elected?
I've always thought it was fine. Let's continue to think it's fine. Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
No problems.
Okay. So you're not curbing that? All right. So you're good.
I'm fine with that.
And how was your trip?
Good. It's good. It was better than I thought going on a trip with a 1 and a 3-year-old would be. The first 2 days were pure pain. Wouldn't sleep, wouldn't eat, the whole thing. But we were with both sets of grandparents, so we took advantage and just fucking footballed them across the pool to the grandparents, went for a couple dinners. Bachelor party golf day, which I drank a 24-year-old amount of beers.
Ooh, that's too much.
Oh, golf started at 9 a.m. And it was a ex-PGA tour, like, length course. So it was ridiculous. Like, so fucking long. It took us 6 hours to play.
Hey.
And there was no waiting.
Nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that because it sounds to me like you played a lot of golf. You
played a lot of golf.
Right? And that's how I play golf. When I go to the golf course, what do I want to do? Hit 18 holes in one, then I'm done golfing. I want to stretch that sucker out, right? Yeah, going for
150,
150.
We're not talking frisbee golf here, pal.
Yeah, right. You want to stretch. You want to really make that last, because if you like golf, it seems to me like you would want to stretch that day as long as possible to keep golfing.
This is true.
So like
when you stretch golf, though, that 4-hour pace of drinking beers just keeps going, and the last hole was just blasphemy. So funny. No one could even hit the ball anymore. There's people are kicking it, throwing it.
Well, it gets to a point when you get too drunk.
On to putt, like you lay down with the putter and like cue it in. It was fun. And I got back under the water for the first time in years, which I obviously lied about my experience and just went diving.
When was the last time you went diving? All the beers?
Like 6 months ago, like 7 years ago. They're like, all right, put your gear together. Okay.
And you're like, how does... You're like,
yeah, no problem. Just put this here. Put this here.
Yeah, oh, no air.
Luckily, the guy he came over. He went, no. Let me fix that for you. Thanks, man.
6 months, eh?
Like, well, last time they put my gear together for me, so I don't know. What do you want me to do? It's great.
Well, while you guys were down, me and Andrew were holding the fort down.
So looks like, judging by your background, you've really fallen off the ice wall here.
Oh, yeah. I'm full. Listen, without you guys to rein me in, I'm full back. The earth is flat, baby. I'm back convinced. Listen, you guys were gone. Why else do we have an Antarctic treaty? Why is no one else allowed to go to Antarctica? Tell me why, right? That's because that's the edge of the ice wall, right? That's the reason. World War III, if and when it starts, is because some sort of country is going to start going onto Antarctica without permission. And that's going to start until that, no one should be worried about World War III until someone steps foot on Antarctica, because that's the ice wall, baby. And the Asgardians this way or that way, whatever way, they're not going to put up with it.
Oh, so you're on the infinite plane Earth, where the ice wall is just the barrier to the next world.
Yeah,
I like that one better. It's more fun.
Infinite plane flat Earth. I'll update it. I should. Yeah,
you got all the guards in there, the Midgard and Midgard and Asgard and whatever guards.
Isn't Midgard Earth?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Us. They're all out there.
We're Midgardians.
I think it's this one. Yeah. Hold on. I'm updating my background as we speak here. To more reflect my current beliefs.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I'm talking about right there. Look how many many other Earths are in there. Right.
Yeah, look at that. It's all fly, baby.
Update Brayden's belief until
Dan, you're all cracked.
Dan, I don't know what happened. Ooh. What happened to your microphone? Just died. Did you buy a new microphone from Thailand? What are you doing here? Mm-hmm. Holy
shit.
Let me check on the master account over here.
Sticked.
Absolute fuzz bomb in everybody.
It's madness.
Just start out of nowhere.
Yeah. It's god awful. You barely understand you.
Speakers, two Scarlett, two USB.
I know. Unplug your microphone, plug it back in. Not from your computer, just like into the box. Just like wiggle that cord.
In the box.
What's in the box?
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Yeah, and we've also gone, while Dan was gone, we had a massive crypto return, so hopefully some of you fuckers kept some of that instead of selling it all like I did earlier in the year. I kept a little, though.
I'm back up, 80.
I kept a little. I'm still up. I'm not going to be a millionaire.
Keep that turkey dream alive.
I'm not going to be a millionaire, but I currently have made money if I was to choose.
I'm definitely going to be a thousandaire.
Right?
No, it's terrible. Ooh, even worse. You made it worse, Dan.
God damn it.
Yeah. Holy
Dan,
you had too much Sanook. Holy!
What
was my
that?
God!
Whatever you did was terrible.
Oh, it's even worse. You've somehow everything you've done has only. Aren't you in IT?
Wait, is this mic gone
everything,
now? Dan,
I think so. Talk, Dan.
No.
Oh.
Still oh, it's so bad.
Well, if you were to call Dan right now, he'd tell you to hard restart your computer and unplug it for 10 seconds.
Yeah, have you tried restarting it?
All right,
back to Hunter Biden.
All right, back to Biden. What did Hunter Biden do? I looked it up, because I actually have no idea.
Yeah, didn't he have some like shady position with the Ukrainian government or something like that?
I don't know. Some people say he's what did like, he do? Fucking the old C-Pino.
Hunter Biden was awaiting sentencing later this month.
Why is the C-Pino part of every story? It's horrifying.
No, here, okay,
can I tell you something though?
Here's what it is.
When there's big figures that get accused of the C-Pino, I'm always like, is this legit or is this some CIA shit? Like trying to fucking
like a plant. Yeah.
Well, like the Paddock stuff was so weird. It's like, oh yeah,
the hard drive's Paddock stuff is the same.
His hard drive's missing, and he's a diddler, and you're like,
yeah, and his brother's a diddler too.
All you're diddlers.
Like, and we've been investigating that forever. Before
the guy in the press conference, like, well, excuse me, it doesn't really fucking line up. That guy's a diddler.
Hey, look at that.
Get rid of him. Yeah, fucking.
You know what we just found? Whoa, what is that? What is that? I got deputies at your house right now. They just arrest this man.
Diddler.
Well, it won't surprise you then that Hunter Biden was also a diddler.
Well, he was.
No, he wasn't. He was not a diddler.
Oh, okay.
He wasn't. Well, I do not know that. I'm just going to tell you what this article says. He was found guilty.
He liked to smoke rocks.
After he was pleading. He was awaiting sentencing after pleading guilty in September to a federal tax case where he didn't pay enough tax from 2016 to 2017. And he also
had a case relating to his gun ownership, where he was found guilty by a jury in Delaware of three charges for lying about his drug use on a form when buying a handgun. He faced up to 25 years in prison for the gun
case
and 17 years in the tax case.
Holy shit.
Whoa.
Although he was likely to get much shorter sentences. Because he could serve them concurrently.
Dude, I guarantee you, like, listen, I'm not a fan. But I'm just saying, I'm sure there's a ton of gun owners that listen to the show who have maybe lied about some drug use on those forms. All right. I'm like, come on, guys.
This spans a period where Hunter Biden's tax and gun offenses dates back to the year he joined the board of Burisma, a Ukrainian energy company, while his father, the then vice president, had a key role in U.S. policy towards Kiev. So a little bit of conflict of interest, sounds like.
And then during his administration, what did we do? War with Ukraine?
Yeah.
Well, we didn't go anywhere.
Or sorry, with Russia.
Yeah.
It's a fucking proxy war.
We didn't go anywhere. It's not our fault. It's not our fault.
It's, no, it's fucking insane. It's like the thing that bugs me is like this whole time there's been a stance. I mean, you can watch the videos that have been like, nope, I won't step in the way of justice. I'm not pardoning him. And then today it's just like, well, listen, every father will understand why I'm pardoning my son.
I would
pardon
the fuck out of my kids.
Oh, 100%.
For anything.
Me too.
Of course.
Me too.
Of course. It's your kid.
Like, what is worse. Yeah. I'm like, I have the power to pardon my cud. Guess what? Jury found you innocent, actually. You're free to go.
Trump.
I might tell my
Trump
kids.
Trump pardoned Charles Kushner for charges that he was going to set for 2 years in prison.
Charles, isn't it? That's Jared Kushner.
Charles Kushner, the father-in-law of his daughter Ivanka. He was sentenced to 2 years in prison.
Bill Clinton also did it
for his younger half-brother Roger for cocaine use.
But I feel like it's just one of those things where like these two political parties just shake down everyone in the opposing side's like extended family, and then whoever gets in is like, yeah, don't worry about it. Like, don't worry about it. It's part of the game. It's all good. Don't worry. Meanwhile, there's like some fucking
interesting
poor bastard probably who fucking is charged with insurrection on January 6th. Who's just
his life in prison.
I just was in there. I didn't have anything to do. I didn't have any guy to do anything.
I was just wearing a buffalo hat.
I was wearing a buffalo hat and I took a picture. I took a selfie. And he's in there for 7 years.
I'm more excited to see who Trump's going to pardon Assange and Snowden, right?
Doubtful.
No, he's going to do it. I doubt it.
You got to fight the deep state just like any other president.
He's coming out against deep state. He made a press conference.
He's going to drain the swamp.
Donald Trump versus the deep state.
But he didn't do any of this the last time, too. Like, that's the thing with all these guys.
It's all bullshit.
It's all bullshit.
It's all bullshit, man. He
drained the swamp.
Remember, drain the swamp.
Yeah.
The swamp survives.
The swamp lives. That's what I mean. You can't fight the deep state. They're entrenched for 100 years. The same people, the same families, the same everybody. Deeply entrenched in government policy, but not elected. So you're the president. Get in there for 4 years. You want to do all this stuff.
Yeah, and listen.
In 4 years, they're going to tie you up. They're going to tie you up in all that garbage. You're going to go to court, bureaucracy. By the time you almost get there, you're out of office. Next,
as long as he gets rid of tartrazine.
What's that? Tartrazine? Is that turning the frog's gate?
It's in the Fruit Loops. It's what fucking
those Fruit Loops, man. That's a single hand killing the country.
Tartrazine is going to get released and kill everybody.
Dude, I love that video of him. Like, he's. Did you see the Thanksgiving video
he posted?
RFK. He's barefoot. He's like, listen, back in the day, we would deep fry our turkeys in tallow fat, and that's what I'm gonna do. He's fucking dipping the fucking turkey in barefoot? Like barefoot. I was like, this guy is hard. He is hard as fuck, dude.
But he's fucking wearing jeans with no shirt on, doing fucking incline press.
Just shredded.
Just fucking.
Put 45 more on. Give me another plate.
Yeah, the voice is off.
Yeah. I support it.
Dude, I like he said, there was one thing he said where they're like, oh, do you have a message for the FDA? Or
coming for you.
And he said, he's like, He's like, keep your records and pack your bags. That's pretty badass thing to say. Yeah. I guarantee you, because he said that, they're not keeping the records, though. Not a very smart play.
Something might blow up. I don't know.
Well, did you see they were talking about the Cash Patel to run the FBI?
I don't know who that guy is. I've heard that. Everyone's fucking losing their minds. He's fucking about awesome. That. Is he?
Listen to fucking. He's been on a few podcasts, and the guy's a badass.
What do you mean? Like he killed people, badass? Or?
Oh yeah, he's a fucking badass.
Served he's overseas in some SEAL Team 6.
He's gonna take on the fucking deep state single-handedly. I think.
Awesome. We got a war within the United States against themselves. Crazy times.
Yeah.
Insane
yeah,
times.
Yeah, no, I don't think he was a soldier, though. I don't know. I'd have to look into it. I think he's
just
lawyer,
always in the agency.
Badass. I think he's a lawyer. Okay.
But he's badass.
He's a real badass.
He's a lawyer for truth and justice.
Yeah, I don't know. The guys at the top, like I don't think are ever the most
badass. Yeah, well, listen,
ones.
So is that fucking Brandon William guys we talked to, right?
Who's that guy?
Oh, yeah. Let's check in. Is he in jail? Let's check in.
Yeah, let's check in.
Brandon Williams.
He's going to be Biden's next fucking pardon.
What was his website again? Because there's so many Brandon Williams. There's a footballer.
I'm not
going
to say it out loud because I don't want to give any credit to this guy, and I don't want people looking it up. You can go look it up. No, he's still around. He's still there.
Oh, Brandon.
Although
Joe
he hasn't
Williams.
Update. He hasn't updated in a while.
He's either dead or in jail. Check his name. Oh yeah, one stupid fuck. That's right.
No, he hasn't. He hasn't posted or anything in. Oh no, he just posted. Never mind.
Still there.
His latest post is how to legally operate any car, motorcycle, without license plate registration or driver's license. That doesn't work. It's not going to work out for you there, Brandon.
Brando.
Like what? Like if you're a cop, you go up to a guy's window, license and registration. They're like, I don't have to give that. Sorry, sir. You're like,
oh God.
You're on a public road. You have to give your license registration. You're actually driving illegally then if you no, I know my rights. Wait, what do? You just pull them out? Dude. Arrest them?
No, I see it lots. They fucking break the glass, drag them out, beat the shit out of them. And yeah. I see it on Twitter every day.
I've been in the courtroom. I've been in the courtroom for civil forfeiture where a guy was getting his house repossessed and his only option was like before they went to like closed bid where they just like closed sealed bids in the courtroom. He had to be like, prove bank statements that he could pay his mortgage off in full. And he walks up and he goes, well, he's like, you all might be happy, but unfortunately, this is all null and void. I present my birth certificate. And Everyone was like,
okay.
All right. And he's like, my birth certificate. That means all of this is null and void because I am not a corporation. And they're like, so you have no funds? We're just going to proceed with the sale of your house. He's like, but I have my birth certificate. This is all supposed to be thrown out now. And the judge like literally started laughing. It was like,
sorry,
no, go have a seat. And then started auctioning this guy's house off while he sat there and was like, oh,
this is actually happening.
Start auctioning his house off.
They don't auction it in the courtroom.
Yeah.
Yes, they do. Sealed bid.
The guy loses his house and 2 minutes later they do a fucking auction for it.
Because the bank
sealed
auctions
bid. Suck my ass.
No, the bank
seal bid.
The bank auctions
civil forfeiture.
Them off. Not
no,
the court.
It does not.
What?
So
I've been, to an auction before.
No. He had to have
the
proof
judge
that he
just
could
turns
pay.
Into a fucking auctioneer. Like,
no. He just goes. He goes. Okay.
Switches wigs. Fucking another glass.
Switches gavels.
Takes a sip of water and he's like, all right. 25. He goes. All right. Have a seat. And then he goes. And then all lawyers come up and they hand up sealed bids and the justice goes in the back and looks at all the sealed bids and awards one. Like he looks at them all and goes, okay.
Were you trying to buy this guy's house? Is that why you're there?
Maybe. I brought my birth certificate. I thought
how you got your new house?
Yeah, maybe.
You motherfucker.
Claimed rights to the land.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? I saw this thing for sale. I just started claiming squatter rights. Just pulled up in there.
If I can live there for 3 months, it's mine, right?
Yeah. Oh,
I love those videos that you see on like Twitter and stuff, or the knock on the door. They're like, yeah, like, how can I help you? Like, get the fuck out of my house. That's how you can help me. Like, what kind of world is this? It's insane.
Oh, dude. I like the ones where people are like you have squatters in the basement, and then the landlord's just like, well, that's fine. You don't want to leave? Now you can't. And they seal them in. The fucking doors and shit.
I haven't seen that.
And
that's
seal
amazing.
Them in. And I'm like, that's funny.
That's fucking scary.
Yeah. Seal them in and just fill the house with fart bombs.
With water.
Let's just go to murder. Here we go. Straight Andrew with the unhoused again.
Get him out. Fucking squatters.
Did you guys see the fucking tarmac UFO? That's the one that's been popping up.
UFO. Oh, Dan's back.
Yeah. In like Cheshire, the tarmac UFO.
Oh, yeah.
And pilots took a fucking video of it. It looks like just like a ball of fucking metal, basically. Did you guys see that one?
What was that guy's name? This fucking Scottish guy. Remember those big fucking metal balls? Robert.
What's his name?
Robert,
I don't know where it is. I can't find it. Signed it. But people have been like, and they say it's like the size of an automobile, and it's just like a big fucking round, looks like a big ball of like mushed up metal.
The size of an automobile?
An automobile?
Yeah, that's what they say.
What size of automobile?
You getting fucking regal on us again, Braden?
Is this working?
Well, it's because
it's an automobile.
You sound good, Dan. You sound better.
But it won't even let me choose what it's on there. Like, I see it, but Riverside won't let me choose which communications thing I use.
It's obviously choosing the best one.
I guess. Just as communications working? Microphone. I don't know. It took two restarts for it to fix it.
Scarlet 212 is working.
This is why we have to have power hours when everyone comes back.
Yeah, you gotta iron out the kinks.
We gotta iron out the kinks.
Shake out the bugs.
And have a couple drinks.
Mm. Yeah, I think it's the Manchester. That's why I said automobile, because I read the article and then it said automobile just stuck in my head.
Manchester UFO?
Tarmac.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Odd UFO filmed and photographed at British airport.
Yeah, look at this thing. It's fucking crazy.
I'm watching. Whoa, I'm not going to put it on YouTube. Who's that guy?
That's the guy.
It's a fucking balloon. Yeah,
that's the guy who says automobile.
It's a balloon.
Yeah, what's that doing on a tarmac, though? And he said
it's a fucking weather balloon.
It was up in the air, and now it's on the tarmac. It just cuts. It cuts ahead and shows they recovered it.
It's been recovered.
I don't think so. I think it just was caught on camera.
My God, that is the size of an automobile.
God. I told you.
The locals say they've never seen anything like it. Not in my day.
Anything like that? Honestly, as soon as something's like drone size like that and round, like, and it looks like to be like an unmanned craft, I'm no, like, to me now I'm like, no, it's fucking man-made. It's man-made drones, dude. We've seen some of the drone technology that we can do. I'm like, I'm sure we got drones that are fucking insane.
It's a fucking Bosu ball.
Yeah.
Fucking thing.
It's blue.
It's a man-made.
It's literally a Bosu ball.
It's not the size of an automobile. It's not very big at all.
Very small.
Yeah. This is Britain.
They drive Mini Coopers over there, right?
That's true. They're quite small.
Right?
Little smart cars.
Yeah. All our cars over here are like the size of fucking tanks. So it's like.
It's true. I just got a new truck and it's huge. I feel like I'm driving a tank down the road.
Yeah.
Never had a full size. Like
8 feet
truck
off the ground.
I feel like driving through people.
Yeah. You're barely able to see the kids that you run over in the street.
You know what I'd love to buy with all this crypto money? One of them fucking, there's a Japanese trucks, like guy who like sells those Japanese like Suzukis or whatever. The little Suzuki ones?
Fucking sidekicks or whatever the fuck they're called?
No. They're the Japanese, and he also sells like the Japanese fire trucks in town. And they're like 10 grand, these guys. I was like, I could see myself driving one of these. Like, listen, you know, I'm not going to tell everyone when I win the crypto lottery, but there'll be signs.
Oh, okay.
Buy one of these little Isuzus. Isuzus,
yeah. I've seen a couple of them driving around town. And no, they're like,
I would rather our firefighters drive those babies around than the giant bus they block the highway with all the time.
That's what saves you. That's where traffic control.
Yeah, right.
All right.
It causes more road rage incidents than anything combined.
I know, stupid. But it's actually, we do that to protect ourselves.
Sure.
Yeah. You're like, we need got
fucking rubberneckers that are just driving by doing this slowly. You know how many accidents happen at accident scenes?
Just rear enders?
All the time. Literally. Probably once a month.
It's honest to God, crazy. I worked with a guy. I'm not going to say his name. His name was Nick.
Yeah.
And every time he drove, he'd be driving and he's like in the slow lane and he'd be like, he's going to go turn. He'd turn his signal and he'd look to shoulder check. And as he looks to shoulder check, he just fucking drifts the wheel. Dude, it was the wildest shit I've ever seen in my life. Anyone, I'm like, whoa, dude, you're like over. He shoulder checks and he just turns the wheel the other way. We're going into the ditch. Like, I was like, this guy is this real life? And it was real life. This guy is a terrible driver. He almost crashed once. Fell asleep at the wheel. We were in the ditch. Wild. And there's people like that just driving around with you all the time.
All the people are leaving.
How big do you think the tank is on that fucking thing, Zell? Like, you'd empty that fucking tank on that thing in minutes. If you're not, there's so many places that are close to hydrants here.
Very fuel efficient.
No, he's talking water tank.
I'm talking water tanks. Like, what do you think? You're going to piss on the fire with that thing?
You get five or six of those babies lined up, you're good.
Yeah, but how long is it going to take to get five on scene?
Well,
instead of taking six in the same truck, you could always take your own truck.
Yeah.
And then you're using just as much gas by sending everybody in separate
vehicles. No, less but it's gas way cooler and they look cool. Way more efficient.
Yeah. Way more efficient. And you don't have to send everyone now. You can send one person to the accident to put up the pylons, and five people could stay in the station in case there's a fire.
That's all you did at a car accident was put up pylons. That would make sense.
Yeah, okay. But have you considered that those Isuzus probably transform into robots?
That's true, too.
That's true. That could probably
more than
piss on the fire themselves.
Game, set, match.
Transform.
Dan, now that you're back, how are you feeling about the Trump win?
I've divested myself of all politics stuff. Yeah. I haven't checked any of my news apps. I haven't checked any of my social media apps.
So you've officially become Dan the White.
Mm.
You've come back.
You died. Dan the Beige died, and you've come back as Dan the White. You're looking pretty.
Well, actually, maybe it was Dan the White died, and now he returns to us in our time of need as Dan the Beige.
Dan the Beige.
Yeah. It's just. I was like, yeah, it's not worth the blood pressure ups and downs.
Did you hear today that he told our prime minister that if we can't handle the tariffs, let me tell you, he told our prime minister, who sucks, that he's like, our prime minister was like, please don't put tariffs on us. And he's like, if you can't handle the tariffs and the only way your country can survive is to screw the United States to the tune of $100 billion a year, you should just be the 51st state and I'll make you governor. I was like, that's great. I was like, that's funny.
I'm not having sex with men until Trudeau's out of office.
That's where you draw the line.
I've already shaved my head.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too.
That's it.
Yeah.
I refuse.
We're protesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Done with it.
Our politics are way funner up here, Dan. You would love it up here.
You should get into Canadian politics. It's good shit.
Yeah, that's what you should do. It's way funnier.
Politics podcast.
The biggest scandal in Canadian politics today was that the leader of the opposition party was asked, hey, did you get an invite to go to Mar-a-Lago to talk to Trump with the prime minister? Or like, have you reached out to any of the transition teams? And he goes, I'm not the prime minister. And then he just walks away and everyone's like, hey, where are you going? And he's like, I'm not the prime minister. And then he leaves and everyone was like up in arms. That was the biggest
He wasn't the prime minister.
Legs are at half mast. Like, everybody's fucking upset about it. And just crying. Yeah, like, it's fucking, I don't know. Is this shut down?
I think it's a national holiday now.
Yeah. I didn't even apologize after.
Rude.
Dan, you could move to Canada. And you could become prime minister here because you don't have to be born here to become prime minister.
That's true.
Just have to become a citizen.
Have you thought about that? Yeah. Have you thought about your
Dan, you might be sick of trying to fix your country. You had enough. You can help us.
Why don't you try to fix a worse off country, Dan?
Yeah, no shit. We need help. We need help up here.
It's probably more fun reading about that than stuff down here.
Yeah, no, this, dude, fucking politics sucks. Listen,
politics are supposed to suck.
There's a reason why everybody's involved in American politics.
I've been slowly conditioning it because it is like muscle memory for me to open some of my more like my news apps and stuff or whatever. And it's just like, I've been conditioning myself to move more towards my Kindle app now. And now I just like read every time I go to do it, I open up a book. I'm like,
that's smart.
Instead of it just does take, it does literally take like a mental.
Just open your Kindle back up to Mein Kampf and then.
it's all Warhammer books. Like I just read a bunch of Warhammer books. So I'm just like, yep, just keep reading. I'm going to know everything about Warhammer in a minute here.
Hold on. Since Zell and Dan were gone, how do you guys feel about, what are you guys' thoughts on P. Diddy absolutely raping everybody?
Everybody.
That was like way long ago.
I don't know much about the story. So is that what happened?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, dude, he's basically the fucking Epstein of.
Well, I heard he's
the Epstein. Like Weinstein. He's more of the Weinstein.
Isn't that before?
Like Weinstein the music, right?
It's all pretty
he's
much
the Weinstein. Yeah. Like music, if you got to fuck me to make it. Guy or girl, doesn't matter.
And then he would throw those lavish parties and
film everybody.
That's when you'd sprinkle in the Epstein.
Now, what about all like the tunnels and stuff I heard about and all that kind of stuff? Any truth to that? There was tunnels out of
Diddy tunnels?
Yeah, Diddy tunnels to other places around.
Diddy likes to spend times in a lot of dudes' tunnels.
Did you talk about the tunnels or no?
I don't think we talked about the tunnels. I didn't know about the tunnels.
Oh my God. Tell us about the tunnels. Maybe I went too deep.
No.
What do you mean?
You went too deep into the tunnels?
I mean, I went too deep, meaning I didn't do any research and I read the first Reddit thing and I went, oh, that sounds pretty crazy. That must have happened. Well,
bring it up and let's talk about Diddy's fucking main tunnels.
All right, Diddy's tunnels.
Maybe he used all that baby oil to slide through the tunnels.
I almost pooed my pants when you said that.
Feds released photos of Diddy's tunnels and how he could have used them.
I mean, here, to be fair, rich people like tunnels. Me and Braden built a few tunnels for some rich people.
It's true. It is true. Yeah, we did. Tunnels. Jerome McGinley, ex-Calgary Flame. He's got a secret tunnel.
All right, so this is a very trustworthy website. And it's
not so secret anymore.
This is from the Times of India. So you know this is good shit. International.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, absolutely.
They put anything
so in there. So there is rumors of...
Hold on, where is it from?
Times of India. IndiaTimes.com. Right.
Yeah. Give me fucking authentic.
Yeah, let's hear it. Let's read it. Read it as if you wrote it.
Yeah, let's go.
I don't think I could.
Bell Mobility.
Social media post claimed that there is a tunnel underground Diddy's Los Angeles mansion connecting it to the Playboy mansion.
That's pretty good.
Thank God Trump's not going to cancel anyone anymore.
This is why we get four stars.
The former Playboy magazine founder Hugh Hefner.
That's bad.
So there's rumors of tunnels from his house to a bunch of houses in the neighborhood, which other high profile people claiming that he may have trafficked people from his house, the house parties, underage people perhaps, out of his house.
Oh, that checks out. That checks out with everything else we know. Yeah.
So
because he was filming people with underage people, and it would make sense that he would bring them in the party through a secret tunnel and then fucking get them to do their thing and then have them leave through said tunnel. Covered in baby oil.
However, the internet seems everywhere to have run away with the story and the claims are unfounded. But, who knows? Diddy's probably got a lot of money. He's got a really good publicist trying to knock some dirt off him.
Well, except...
But he's in jail right now, like threatening people.
The judge denied him bail of the tune of $50 million he was willing to put up. The judge was like, no, you're a flight risk.
Yeah.
Because there's so much... You got tunnels, buddy.
You got tunnels.
Listen,
didn't he leave the country like when when this story broke? Like, wasn't he already outside?
He tried to.
Yeah. Allow him bail?
And
it's
then
like
he
already
to,
tried to lay, leave.
Then he flew to New York and he's like, I wasn't trying to leave the country. I was actually coming in to turn myself in. And they're like,
For what?
You're innocent, right?
Tell us what you did to Reginald Vell Johnson.
Yeah.
You motherfucker.
Dude, it is insane. Like, guy is.
I think it's just a matter of who he's
are we taking
take
bet? Is Diddy going to be killed in jail? Are the cameras going to be mysteriously turned off and his cellmate be some jacked, gigantic murderer? who are just going to strangle him
so
and break his neck.
The last I had heard.
Yeah, after they should put him in jail with Suge Knight. He wants fucking revenge.
Yeah. The last I had heard is like the prison he's in. There's like this one section of the floor he's on where you can actually like lean down in the corner and you can like yell at the women below. And he's there all the fucking time, like yelling at the women. He's just a freak. Like he's wanting to have freak offs in jail. Like this guy's a fucking certified freak. Even in jail, he's like manipulating. Like the prosecutor was like, he's using his vast influence to try to sway like potential jurors. Now he's doing it. He's
from jail.
He's reaching out. He's calling. He's reaching out to associates to put pressure on witnesses. Like it's insane, right?
That's insane. Yeah.
He's talking in codes. Like, and the prosecutor's like, this guy's talking to codes. We know he is. We know he is because the people he's talking to are coming and talking to us. Hold on. Let me tell you. Idne, you say.
Baby oil.
Ute. Idhe. Dete. Abi bay. Il oil a.
What? Could you imagine? Fucking criminal mastermind here.
Could you imagine listening to that? I have no idea what he's saying. He's talking a different language.
Fucking Zodiac 2.0 here.
Get the whole FBI re-listening to tapes. Can anyone crack this? Can anyone?
Haven't some people fled the country who are maybe connected to that case, though? I've heard that, too. For sure.
Dude. So many celebrities are wiping their social medias of any post with Diddy, any interview with Diddy. Like people are fucking scrambling. Like Ellen DeGeneres.
They were pushing with that like JLo association for a while. Like that.
Well, JLo gave him a gun.
Yeah.
JLo handed him a gun and he shot a chick in the face.
And she lost her fucking nose. Like, and he got acquitted.
That's real.
But the dude who was with him went to jail for 20 years.
JLo gave him the gun. He shoots chick in face. That's for real.
The chick literally is like, she's like, yeah, like I know he shot me in the face because you can't like shoot someone in the face without looking directly at them. And I was looking at him while he shot me.
And she
went to jail and I didn't.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm just wondering, like, his associations, it's like, who's he going to go down with? So what's the plea bargain going to be? It's like, hey, give us
Ashton Kutcher.
Give us, like,
Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, dude, the whole cast. The whole cast from the 70s show. The whole cast from the 70s show is going down. Other than
went to jail.
Our boy Topher Grace.
Yeah, he's out.
Topher Grace
is not part of any of that shit anymore.
Isn't already Hyde in jail for a bunch of that shit?
Yeah.
He's
part of the fucking weird...
The weird
Wasn't
sex
he
cult
a Scientologist.
Who?
Yeah.
Kutcher.
No. What's his name? Hyde.
Guy played Hyde.
What's his name?
Yeah, that guy's already
Danny
in jail.
Something, right?
Yeah,
Danny Masterson.
Yes. Yeah,
that guy got convicted.
Piece
hardcore
of shit.
Yeah.
Was it for like rape or underage or what was he?
Yeah, he raped
a whole bunch of horrible. Whole bunch of shit.
But they, like Burmeister was actually messaging me. There's a bunch of suspicious shit around Brittany Murphy's death. She fucking used to go to all the Diddy parties with Ashton Kutcher because they were dating back then.
Oh, shit.
And she died. They think she died by poisoning, same way Kim Porter died, his ex-wife.
Oh, did you remember that? Remember how Jamie Foxx had that stroke?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Diddy fucking poisoned him.
That's the theory. And apparently he has a Netflix special coming out where he's like, he says that in the special. He's just like, yeah, I got poisoned by Diddy.
Not a comedy special, I guess.
It is a comedy special.
Oh, is it really?
Maybe he's making a joke, but it looks like.
Wait, Jamie Foxx is doing a comedy special?
Yeah, Jamie Foxx used to be a comedian.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know didn't that? Know that?
I've never really liked Jamie Foxx.
Does he not still do stand-up?
I don't think so.
Maybe not.
Jamie Foxx?
I've never really liked Jamie Foxx.
What?
Listen.
You got a problem with fucking steaming Willie Beeman?
Jamie Foxx is one of the rare few people who is like an actual master of different performing
imitations.
Arts. The guy can fucking sing so good. He can act. He's a comedian.
I'm a big fan of... I can see why... Like, because honestly, like, Jamie Foxx in recent years, like, I would say Jamie Foxx post-Ray... Not a big fan. Kind of full of himself, a little arrogant. But like,
do you know him personally? Like, how the fuck? What are you talking about?
I'm just saying.
I heard that he told Diddy how to throw a party, and that's buy a bucket of fried chicken and some Coke and put it in a fancy dish, and it costs $200, and there you go.
Jesus.
Zell? Nobody tells Diddy how to party. Whoa. That's why he got poisoned. Yeah. Diddy knows all he needs is fucking baby oil and Ciroc right. vodka.
What is, what's the deal with the baby oil? Because I keep hearing this, but I don't
know. I thought it was really funny. Question. Was it
did they find
it? Costco like told like said like no, we don't send it. Like when they said they found that and he's like, oh, I bought it at Costco, and then Costco is like they actually like officially denied it.
Yeah, they're like,
we don't sell quantities of baby oil. Like they actually said that. Or was that an actual thing? Did that really
happen? Diddy was just like, listen, it was such a good deal at Costco. Like, how could you pass up 1,000 liters of baby oil? And then come on. And Costco was like, well, there's no deals.
we don't sell baby oil in that
quantity. And we don't have that much. Dude, 1,000 liters of baby oil. That's insane.
Was it like an entire swimming pool, or was it like individual bottles, like normal bottles of baby oil.
See,
that's even weirder, where it's like individual bottles and not just like buying it.
And so
barrels.
Much. Like, and so much that it was worth
I feel like he might have overpaid. Like, I think he would have paid much of it buying the individual bottles if he would.
You just always pay less getting in bulk like that.
Yeah.
Still upset.
Yeah, but you would have paid in barrel. Yeah. Jamie Foxx is one of those actors that I feel like he's like Cuba Gooding Jr., where it's like you can have like one or two good roles, and then it's like the rest is just like, I don't like
one or two.
He's got way more than one or two roles. Hold on. Listen, I'm not going to have you throw my boy radio. In the mix.
Cuba Gooding and Jamie Foxx, the same fucking.
Hey, listen, he went full fucking retard in Radio, didn't win the Academy Award. I love that movie. It's a great movie. It's phenomenal.
It's terrible.
You don't like Radio?
Hated it.
Get real, dude. Are you serious?
The only reason I'm upset right now is because you even compared him and Jamie Foxx. Jamie Foxx, way better than Cuba Gooding Jr.
I'm going way back.
Well, also, Cuba Gooding Jr. is in jail, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Is he?
He's a bad dude.
What? What? Yeah, is Cuba
in jail?
I thought he was lovable.
No, I think something happened.
Don't you see that one picture where he's getting handcuffed and he makes that face? You know, his Cuba face.
Ray was 20 years ago already. That's
Ray's not even his best movie.
I know, but I'm saying Ray is from 2004.
Wasn't he in Stealth?
He's in. I didn't realize how many movies he was actually in. I'm going way back.
Oh, no.
1990 was the
first. Cuba Gooding Jr. does suck.
Yes, he does.
Cuba Gooding Jr. I didn't know this.
Yeah.
What?
Bad dude.
His name. He's got good in the name. Show me the money.
He's verbed it. Gooding.
Oh my God. Dude, he pleaded guilty to forcibly touching a woman in a nightclub.
Mm-hmm. Forcibly touching?
Handsy weirdo.
Low-hand. Yeah, I don't like that.
I don't like that.
And that's probably like
this. I was in 40 below.
It was
below.
Probably way worse than that, but he had a good lawyer and got him like forcibly touching.
Yeah.
Instead of rape.
Yeah. Nah, man.
Well, Cuba's right, out. Well, Jamie Foxx still clean? Out. Or is he
Jamie
part
Fox
of...
Jamie Foxx it is.
Or is he part of Diddy's posse?
I don't know. He talked in old interviews about partying with Diddy.
There you go.
And he tells a story. Jamie Foxx tells a story where he's like pretty much bashing Diddy about like how much he spends. And he's like, I can throw just as good of a party for way less, like $1,000.
That's what I was talking about. The fried chicken and the Coke.
And it makes me think that I'm like, he's like, you spend all this money on a freak off? I can have a freak off at my house with just some catering.
Yeah, but I imagine there's levels of the freak off, right? There's probably some normal people doing some freaky stuff.
My hypothetical shit. Okay, Zell, I have a hypothetical for you. I forgot all about it.
I tried to forget it. We talked about it before
that you would sell. You've tried to sell your soul to the devil.
I have tried.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
Sure.
Oh yeah.
I'm telling you right now. I have a key for success. I'm talking multi-record deal.
Okay.
Right?
Platinum.
Multi-record platinum.
Guaranteed.
You're going to be huge, baby. You're going to be huge.
Sure. Okay.
Two worldwide tours.
Because that's where all the money is.
And you're the headliner.
That's where you make
worldwide.
It.
Arena tours, Zell.
We're talking Zeltron
or stadium tour.
You're not selling.
Huh? Let's upgrade the stadium, not from. Oh,
yeah, and it's just stadium tours.
Stadium tours.
Stadium tours. All right.
Okay.
And the only thing you have to sell is your tunnel, your man tunnel to Diddy.
My man tunnel. You're saying Diddy's got to fuck me in the ass. Is what you're saying.
Yes.
Is it documented?
That's what he did.
Is it documented?
That's what he did.
How big is Diddy's dick? Did they say?
And micro. He's got a micro penis. He has a micro penis.
That's not such a big deal to me.
But he, listen, he's getting these.
But here's the thing. Here's a problem.
He's
we know reaching, he likes to watch.
And he's reaching around. He's reaching around and he hires guys.
Well,
he,
I hope
we
so.
Know
better, guys, better be a dual person.
Listen, what if he hires Dredd?
Listen, he hires guys to come
Dredd?
In.
Yeah. Don't want to know. Just
think about the name. Think about the name. Think about the name. No, but we're saying
we're not talking about Judge Dredd, right?
No.
Well, maybe Dredd. A little bit. You're going to have some Dredd. But here's the thing, Zell. 24 hours in the Freak Fest, and you get all that you've ever wanted to. And I just want to, before you answer, you are ready to sell your eternal soul forever to the devil. And yeah, all I'm offering is 24 hours at Diddy's Freak Off.
And you'd never trust a fart ever again. Ever again.
Well, you said he's a micro penis. That's probably fine.
No, but
you're
likes
going
to
the Freak Off.
You're not sure what you're getting.
He's a bit of a...
No.
You don't know what you're getting.
I'll tell you. I'll explain to you what you're getting. Diddy is a watcher. So what he likes to do is he hires talent that he picks, male prostitutes, to come in. And then he directs the scenes while he sits... And
he's QB one. He sits back. He's calling the plays.
And he plays his little violin as he watches. All right. So I'm saying, Zell, is all your dreams come true. 24 out. But and he hooks you up with IVs, so make sure you don't
keeps you going.
Die.
I'm feeling
keeps
good.
You going.
Electrolytes.
24 hours.
Unlimited drugs.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Whatever you want.
It's a freak off. Like I do whatever
hours.
I want.
Yeah, you freak off.
But I have
to. No. Hold on. Not whatever you want.
You do
whatever Diddy
wants.
No, but I can do whatever I want to get ready for whatever Diddy wants.
No. You do what Diddy wants for 24 hours. So if Diddy tells you, hey, fucking throw let's see that Zell demon arch and oil it up, big boy. You gotta fucking
how are you doing it? Wait, so is the hypothetical when I take
and
the
again,
Diddy party
again,
for 24
Zell,
hours?
Hold on. Zell, I'm just going to remind you, you are ready to sell your soul for all eternity to the devil.
Yeah, I'm ready right now to do that. I've tried.
Yeah, but okay. So now we're saying 24 hours with Diddy.
Or the devil?
No. Would you do it for 24 hours?
Pineapples and hell shoved up my ass. Than being at a Diddy party for 20
So it has nothing to do with selling my soul to the devil. It just has everything to do with this selling my soul to Diddy.
All I'm saying, I'm saying is tomorrow for 24 hours, you're in a Diddy freak off and then you're getting fucking stadium, arena, world tours, multi-platinum, lucky monkey deals. You're going to be a fucking huge rock star, dude.
Huge.
Huge. Insane.
Well, it's not cheating if you take it, right? So... Steph would be fine with it.
No, but no. You cannot put caveats on it. Diddy directs.
So I have to do whatever he wants.
If Diddy wants you to give, you give.
24 hours?
Diddy wants you to receive, you receive.
This is no big deal to me. Easy. No big deal.
That's horrifying.
I don't give a shit. 24 hours, one day.
It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll.
Long way. Dan hit the nail right there.
It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll.
100%. Stranger things have happened. All right?
No.
24 hours is not so bad. Right? I have a strong mind. I could just block that out later. It's fine.
No, you would never. You'd be having flashbacks after the rest of
your life. Dude, it's going to be so traumatizing. You're 100% going to block it out.
Yeah. But there's no caveats on, like, I can just be like, I can make it terrible for everyone involved, though. So I can make it so bad for everyone that no one wants to do anything.
Maybe
and I still got the 24
though.
Hours.
Well,
it might be into that.
I mean, but Diddy can also make it so bad for you.
That's true.
So if I cooperate, it's better for me.
Joke's on you. I'm into that shit. Whatever you think is bad.
So stop clenching, Zell.
If you cooperate with Diddy, it's much better for you. So you might as well just
embrace
go with the
baby oil.
I don't know. I don't know if it's better for you which way. Honestly, I don't.
We're going to need a lot of baby oil.
You listen to those supposed tapes, it's fucking horrifying.
It's horrifying.
What do you mean the tapes? What tapes? Whose tapes?
There's audio tapes of... And I mean, this is all theorized. There's audio tapes of people getting cheeks clapped.
Crying.
And just like,
this man is like sobbing.
And that's going to be you for 24
and Diddy's,
hours.
Diddy's back there. You can hear him. And he's like, yeah, get it all out. Get it all out.
You just hear that. Yeah. Like, horrible, you hear some, man. You see your sandals flopping on the beach, baby.
Unlimited fame and money. Traumatizing. Easy choice.
Well, there's that mental image for everyone.
There you go. All right. Doesn't matter.
Just know that the tapes are being released, Zell. Your kids are going to hear the tapes.
Well, that's their problem if they listen. You're welcome for the trust fund, you little fuckers.
Yeah.
That's gross, but you know what? Whatever. Doesn't matter.
It's horrific, dude.
Horrible. So you're doing it. You're signing up.
Did you say you're not doing it? What are you gonna, what's he offering you? What are you going to be famous for?
Diddy offering me?
Yeah.
Well, the thing like, obviously, with me
I
is
play like guitar, if, I play in a band. I would love those songs get heard.
Invested. See, that's a realistic dream for you. If Diddy comes to me and he starts tickling my butthole and he goes, "I'm going to make you a singer," and you're going to go on a stadium tour,
Cosmic Channel's going to blow up.
I'm like, all right, I don't believe you, Diddy.
Channel, you'll be all.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you, Diddy. I don't have any talent.
Talent's just...
Oh, he signed a lot of people without talent.
Yeah, talent doesn't matter. Good marketing sells.
Yeah.
Even if it's only for a few
years. Ready, Zell, you ready for...
We'll get you the best auto-tune.
You ready to be a bad boy for life?
Bad boy for life.
That's fucking great. Yeah. No, I forgot I was going to ask you that hypothetical. So you would. So, okay.
Yeah, why not?
Right.
Yeah, no, mine was worse. I didn't get it for 24 hours. You said it was like for fucking... It was a lot worse.
As bad as Cassie got it.
Yeah.
That was yours. Yours was as bad as Cassie. Cassie had it for 3 days.
You know what? Some people get in horrendous car accidents, get their body just destroyed. They come back strong. I'd rather that. Right? It's fine.
I'd rather that.
Well, do they?
And that's what we're talking about, like a fucking like a Mr. Hands type of thing where the horse fucking kills a guy. Like, then
have you seen Dredd? It's not far off.
Okay, well, I haven't seen Dredd.
Yeah.
So if maybe if I was to see Dredd, maybe I would give you a different answer. Fuck it. I'm Googling Dredd right now. Mm-hmm. Incognito window, obviously. Is this Dredd?
Steph's like, hey, I got a quick question for you. I noticed this coming up in our Google history.
Yeah. I'm scared to click on this. No!
Dude, you just signed up for that for 24 hours. I emailed Diddy's publicist.
You'll never walk again.
I'm out.
You'll be in a wheelchair.
I'm out. If it was Diddy, micro penis, like whatever.
I can feel your boots, buddy.
Whatever. I won't even feel it. I'd take some huge shit.
He could bring in a horse.
Right?
You don't know. I mean, I don't know. Horses, he probably did, but he's probably like, horses can't talk.
This guy, Dredd, is pretty much a horse. Yeah, that's, that might be a deal breaker. I'll continue to play Flanagan's for $400 a weekend.
That's fun.
Well.
Oh. And you look, are you searching right now too? Why are you searching?
Because he already knows.
I already know. I'm thinking in my head, I'm going, oh.
No, you're looking at your second screen. You're looking at your second screen. I can see you. You got something on that screen.
I have nothing up right now.
You just looked over there and went, ugh.
No, I was shivering at the
bookmark thought Dredd just
Zell demon arched oiled up in like okay. with your fucking 6-inch back hair.
Brain's like, we gotta get those tapes.
I just shaved my back. I'm looking clean.
I'm looking up Bad Boy Records is what I was doing. I was gonna email them and be like, hey, listen, I got a proposition.
We got a guy.
I got a guy. Sorry. Listen to their new song. It's great. But here's the thing. He's willing to have a freak off.
Dude, what's with all these fucking super rich guys that just get fucking insane?
Dude, Vince McMahon. Machiavellian. Absolute power crap.
I don't want to, but I do want to. Like, what was the relationship between him and Justin Bieber? Like, I've seen that stuff too.
Poor Biebs got out, I think. He did. So what he did with Usher when Usher was like 14 or 15.
He had Usher move in with him
for a year.
Yeah, that too. Yeah,
and like to like too. Mentor him and kick off his career, and he tried to do the same thing to Bieber, and poor little Canadian boy had no idea.
Is that why Bieber had that face paralysis too? Did he get poisoned?
Bell's palsy. Or
something? Ooh, yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah, maybe
because he had that. Yeah, maybe. He had the fucking palsy of some kind.
That poor kid.
I mean, I feel bad. I always feel bad for child stars in general.
I feel bad for Denzel's
like, don't ever go there.
He looks like a carny.
He does, yeah.
Yeah, he looks like a fucking carny.
Dude, the thing with this shit with Denzel, I'm sure there's a lot of people. It's like, now that it's come out, it was like well known in those circles that like, that's what these parties are. Like, you go to these parties, like.
Or at least I'm wondering, like, it did, like, how, like, Denzel was more, like, kind of new of it and, is, like, didn't know specifically what was going on. He's like, don't go there. Like, I don't know if he, like,
who
told
that,
people.
Sorry?
Then, like, Denzel Washington was being, like, don't, like, not like, direct terms, but he was.
Oh, Denzel's
like,
not corrupted? Don't. He's okay?
I don't know. I don't know if he knew about it and just, like, told people to avoid it, or he was, like, just didn't really, he knew something was going on and just avoided it. Wholesale.
It's like same stuff with Cosby. Everybody knew what Cosby was doing. They would make jokes about it, like Hannibal Buress had in his set and stuff like that, but it just nothing happened for whatever reason.
Just crazy freaks get too rich.
Yeah, it's fucked.
I mean, it's like, unless somebody comes out and says something, like never happened. So it's like, if you're able to intimidate people to the point where nobody says anything, then it's like, it never happened, right?
Well, you're not going to fucking say anything if they got tapes of you participating.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the thing.
And then especially even then it's you have to get multiple people to come out because it's, you know, if you're gonna take them to trial.
Well, that, like, dude, they've got they're hitting him with the RICO charges. Like, he's fucked. They're going after everyone. They're like criminal enterprise.
I've heard this term RICO charge. What's that mean though?
So basically it goes after like criminal organizations, corrupt organizations, mafia. So basically it allows them to go from like a window of time, and it's like
racketeer influenced and corrupt organizations.
Yeah. So it's like any crimes in the period of time that they deem that Diddy's been criminally active, even if the crimes are unconnected, they can connect them all because they'll be like, this is all part of his criminal enterprise.
Just one big case.
Yeah. And so they can go after everyone. If whoever Diddy hired to buy the baby oil, guess what? You're fucking getting a RICO charge, and they're coming after you. And unless you flip on someone, they can charge you because you were a fucking co-conspirator. You were aiding and abetting.
You were take down the New York mob.
Yeah,
like they use it to take down the entire fucking mob. It's crazy.
We'll see.
Interesting.
Like, yeah, I just wondering how it'll pan out. I guess. Like, I mean,
I'm sure
nothing until after the holidays.
The guest lists. The guest lists are gonna go down in flames like the fucking Epstein lists. Nobody's gonna see them.
Okay. Furthermore, what are you guys' thoughts on the? Since we did, well, you guys are on. What are you guys' thoughts on the Las Vegas shooter? Huh? What is that? What's up with that?
Okay. I went deep into.
What's up with that?
I went deep in the Vegas shooter, like maybe like 6 months after it happened, then we never talked about it. So I forgot a lot. Do you guys, and I haven't listened to your case file all the way through, but did you get into like the Jana Airlines stuff and all that? Or
what the fuck is that?
Denzel, we need you, buddy. Where
what the
you
fuck
can't
is the
vacations?
Jana Airlines? What is that?
Yeah, it's been too
we
long
basically
since
just
I remember,
talked for two hours about it. It was crazy for somebody to hate country music that much.
Yeah. Yeah, we're like, we hate it too. Yeah. Could I shoot anyone? I don't know. Maybe. How loud were they playing it?
So I guess.
How
so
many hours in a row was it?
I've kind of forgot, so I just quickly pulled it up. But Jana Airlines transport military, Department of Defense, civilians, and contractors across the states, including Area 51 and Tonopah Test Range.
Yeah, isn't that Bob Lazar's plane? Like, that's
how does that tie into?
Because there was a bunch of Jana Airlines planes at the airport at the time of that shooting.
Oh, dude.
And they're not normally there. From what I remember,
taking shots at the airport.
Does that mean anything? Probably not. I just remember that the Jana Airlines were there, and people made a big connection about it. And it just came back to me right now because it's been like 3 years since I looked into this.
I've never really looked into it before we kind of were going to do it. And the most insane, VegasShootingMap.com, you fucking look up every single piece of body cam info, everything. This guy, whoever is in charge of that site is insane. Kudos to them. They've compiled everything. The body cam footage in the Mandalay Bay is the fucking, some of the most insane shit you've ever seen. One, at the time, there's body cam footage of cops breaching the room. You hear a bang, you hear them yell, hands, like aggressively. And then you hear pop, pop, gunshot, and you hear someone say, Good shot. And then body cam cuts. Then you have body cam footage of people entering the room. But entering.
Here, that's interesting because the narrative is that he shot himself before they breached the room. Mm.
And then they have, there's body cam footage. You can watch where they, the first officer's in the room and they go, there's no broken glass. There's no broken window in the room that supposedly has the broken window. And you're like, what? What the fuck? How? That is the craziest thing. And then 45 minutes later on every single one of these officers' body cam, fully automatic rifle shooting. And they're all like, where's that coming from? It's coming from the Bellagio. It's fucking insane. It's absolutely pandemonium.
Crazy. Like, so the theory of multiple of the shooters, there's theories of shooters in helicopters, shooters on the ground. There's a whole bunch of theories.
No, dude, what happened is a full on action movie. What happened was they were trying to fucking assassinate a Saudi prince that was on the top floor of the Mandalay Bay. And they used, what's this guy's name again, Andrew?
Paddock.
Stephen Paddock.
Yeah.
Stephen Paddock was an FBI or CIA plant that was doing an arms deal with all these assassins. And then all these assassins showed up at Stephen Paddock's room to buy all these guns. And Stephen Paddock had one rifle loaded up. And then they realized the FBI or CIA was on them. And because the Saudi prince wasn't in fact upstairs, he was at the Bellagio.
He was at the Bellagio, yeah.
So,
and that's 100% fact. He was literally at the Bellagio.
And so some of these assassins took off to try to shoot him and kill him there. And then the other ones went, oh, fuck, what are we going to do? They shot Stephen Paddock in the head. And then they're like, well, we're fucked now. We got to create a diversion. And one of them started raining hellfire down on the country music festival down below, but ran out of bullets because he only had one single clip loaded. And then what did he have to do when the one clip was done? They had to fucking furiously load more clips because there was none. That's why the first break in gunfire, there's such a long break, is because they were loading clips to fire back then. That's the most insane theory that I was like, it's got legs.
You'd think, like, if he had planned all this out, he'd have his guns already preloaded.
Yeah.
Well, that was a story that was presented, is he had two rooms with multiple angles. And, well, because there's videos of him bringing up suitcases and suitcases of, over days up to that room.
Yes.
So the mainstream theory at the time was that he had loaded up a bunch of guns with like bump stocks or whatever else in multiple rooms. So he'd shoot one, shoot two, run to another window, shoot one, shoot two, run back. And that's how he fired like 500 rounds and whatever it was. But you're saying that's not what the body cam.
And then what happened is when they breached the door and they say hands and you hear gunfire and shoot, they're shooting one of the Saudi assassins. But then it's the scene's taken over by CIA, FBI, whoever was involved, whatever three-letter agency is involved in, is like, we're taking over the scene. We're taking over everything. Everybody out. And then they cover it all up because they can't have that a CIA asset that was linked to a guns deal to assassinate a Saudi prince. They couldn't have that come back on the three-letter agency. So they're like, cover it all up.
Why would you ever do a guns deal on like a well upper floor of a high rise building?
because the plan was for them to arm themselves and then breach the top floors that aren't owned by the Mandalay Bay. The top three private floors of the Mandalay Bay are owned by the Four Seasons group. That's a Saudi group. And at the time
were they going to buy the guns and then go kill him? After?
Yes.
Why would a professional assassin go buy guns from some rando and then use those guns?
Well, first of all, we don't know if he's some rando. Maybe he's an international arms dealer.
You're a professional assassin. Why would you buy guns from somebody else and not a gun that you've already fired?
Because you've come in from out of country to do this.
I don't know.
Are you traveling fucking overseas with?
Yeah, but why wouldn't you buy, like, if you're in a professional assassin, why wouldn't you just buy them out of town so you could shoot them and make sure that they work before you use them?
You're trusting that you're buying from an arms dealer.
Yeah, like, but you're an assassin. Like, why would you ever trust another person?
I don't know.
I'm
not an assassin. I'm not an assassin either. I mean, like, why didn't they just use
piano? I'm just a normal guy thinking about this. I'm like, I'm just a normal person thinking about this.
I would think an assassin would do.
It's just a question.
If I am an assassin, in my personal opinion, if the guy was on the top floor, I would find some type of drone to just blow that whole top floor up. Instantly, there'd be no climbing the stairs and trying to break in the door and shoot him. I was gonna blow that whole motherfucker up. Blow it up.
Yeah,
that's what he's drone.
You could
program a drone. You could fly it with no remote control and just blow up the whole top floor.
Yeah, well, he wasn't on the top floor because there's three upper floors that are penthouses that are all owned by the Saudis. Those are owned by the Saudis.
Can't get them.
Right? So it's like...
Yeah, but you could blow them up. If you were a drone, you could just blow up the whole
top floor. I guess so. If you're saying you're assassinating them, yeah. There's way better ways.
If you're going to take all the risk of buying all those guns and all the ammunition and storming the doors and blowing up the whole top three floors.
Why would I buy a gun and use a gun that I had just bought? I haven't had time to fire it. I don't know if it actually works. I don't know if it's sighted in right. Like, I don't know anything.
Some of the guns were like hunting rifles. So it's like the assassins were like, do I want this hunting rifle? Like,
look, if I'm a professional assassin, I want my own personalized guns. They got my name on the side. It's like gold plated
Desert Eagle.
Too many movies.
I want my guitar case guns with the rocket launcher on it. Like, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
Desperado
style. I'm not buying some bump stock garbage.
To me, when I first looked in this long time ago,
that's so many people with so many different guns. The one thing that Paddock has, like the reason why Paddock was able to move so many guns in there is because he was using like staff elevators because he was a local there, right? Like he was a high roller. He had his own suites.
Yeah.
He was trusted. They knew him. If a bunch of fucking random guys, especially guys that look like me and you, Dan, were trying to bring in fucking guns.
Yeah. Those bushy eyebrows. Like, there's no chance, man.
Both of you two with those eyebrows. Oh yeah. You're getting flagged at the door. You're getting flagged 100%. For sure. 100%.
Man, I always thought that for me, my theory, it's been a long time, but my theory was that this was some type of diversion for something else. Because it didn't make any sense.
Dude, there's a couple, so there's police reports and cameras of like an intersection down by Bellagio where a woman gets shot and killed and there's a guy running with an automatic weapon and there's people that are like, there's a guy with an automatic weapon. Then there's three helicopters. There's three helicopters that turned off their transponders that flew into the area, turned off their transponders, flew away, turned on their transponders. And there was all the reports of people on the ground being like, we think we're being shot at by the helicopters. No one knew what the fuck was going on. One of the, I can't remember what the helicopter company is called, but on the Vegas shooting map, you can look up the helicopter and there's 911 calls from the helicopter facility that isn't in the range of where the shooter would be. And it's like, there's a man with a gun here. There's someone injured. We need help. There's three 911 calls from the airport hangar of like the helicopter place at the exact same time, like all the shootings going off. You're like, what the fuck is going on in Vegas that night? It was insane.
So yeah, I remember that had something to do with the Jana Airlines thing, because if you're trying to assassinate the Saudi prince or whatever on the top floor and you get a few guys up there, what's all the other people on the ground and all the other weird stuff?
Dude, and he was taking pot shots. I never knew this. His last shots were like around 10 o'clock at night.
Trying to hit those jet fuel cylinders.
He was taking pot shots at the jet fuel containers at the airport, McCarran Airport. Like that, those were his last shots. And then the story goes, he turned and shot himself in the head. And then an hour later, there's all the body cam catches all this fully automatic fire from the Bellagio that we know nothing about. It's on all the body cam footage. You can watch it. People are like, that's a fully auto. I'm here. That's coming from the Bellagio. And it's an hour after Paddock's dead.
So, you know, and there's, it was almost auto. Like some type of like gang or like military operation.
Oh, dude, it's insane. You're just like, we have no answers. It's crazy. And then there's body cam footage where someone like walks up and he's like, everybody, everyone here, every single one of you, before we get in the elevator, you know what? Right now, everyone, body cams off. And all the cops just body cams off. And you're like, what the fuck is that about?
Because wasn't it also an hour or something before they actually got up to his room?
Yeah.
Wasn't like something like that?
And there was two cops on scene, happening.
Yes, there was two cops on scene. The other crazy thing is, there was the security guard that got shot and alerted everyone first. He was walking because someone had screwed like brackets on all the adjoining, basically hotel doors, so that the doors wouldn't open. Like, so they were like latched up, like screwed shut. And he was like, what the fuck are all these brackets? And in my head, I'm like, how the fuck did someone walk around with a fucking impact drill screwing brackets to all these doors? And no one like alerted it. I was like, hey, I can't get out of my room. What the fuck?
You know what? No one happened. Like, you put on a vest, you can get away with a lot.
Vest and a ladder? It's insane. Vest and a ladder?
You could do anything.
Well, and you think about like the majority of the people staying at the hotel, you think were either gambling or at that concert.
Yeah. Listen, Yeah, yeah. Oh, 100%.
Because we're like, it's like, what was that, like 10 p.m. or something, right?
Across the street. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and then like nine, Jason Aldean just took the stage. So it was like, it was a full fucking.
Because I recorded a podcast for another show, and one of the girls was at the concert and she told her account. And obviously she just has one account, but it was so insane that she said the people, it was not necessarily like, the shooting obviously caused it, but it was like the trampling. And people like trying to jump over the fences, and then the fences would fall and people would be trapped under the fences. And then like 1,000 people would stomp over. She said that obviously the shooting started it all, but it was like in the moment, all the other stuff. Cause it was like 500 bullets for 30,000 people. So most people didn't really see like someone get shot. It was all the other shit that happened after the shooting.
And if you've ever been like, there's only a couple times in my life where like people, I've been in crowds that are so big that the crowd takes on a life of its own. One of the times was in like Songkran with Dan. I think I was with you. We're in Songkran, like Khaosan. And you're just like at the will of the crowd. You're like chest to back with everyone. And you're just like going with the motions of the crowd, just like slowly getting pushed through. And you're just like kind of walking with everyone. And you're like, I am not an individual person out. You're just going with the flow. It is so claustrophobic. And like, people I could not imagine being in that kind of scenario. And then someone just like all of a sudden adding panic of like gunfire to that situation.
Yeah.
Like there, you would have been dead.
When
like
they were shooting off the tear gas in 2011. And like everyone just started sprinting at the same time. It was like fucking run or get trampled. Yep. And like, it was fucking nuts, man.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like, it was a fuck crazy time. But there's so much weird shit that happened in Vegas that day. I have no idea what. It was just like,
no.
It's just insane. Like the body cam footage is the craziest shit ever.
I like your assassin story though, because I feel like Michael Bay wrote that Reddit post.
Yeah, that's an action movie right there.
Michael Bay's like, I got a great idea. Fucking five. Yeah, like explosions everywhere.
Yeah.
I like it. Team of Hans rogue Gruber's assassins.
Third brother.
Yeah. Yeah. It's wild. It's fucking wild. But yeah, you guys missed a good one. But hey, we can talk about a little bit.
Horrific. I didn't even know you were doing it.
But yeah, until I downloaded
your audio. I was like, oh, it's Las Vegas. I thought you were doing something else. What were you doing?
What should we do? And then it's
like, quick 90. Quick juke.
I don't remember what we were going to do.
It must not have been important.
Yeah.
No, it was something dumb probably.
Yeah. And then we were like, let's do the Vegas shooter that everyone's gone. Interesting. But like I said, there's so many. And go check for yourself. You can VegasShootingMap.com. You can go watch all the body cam footage from every officer that was in the Mandalay Bay. And I was like, the facts are there's someone on the floor that is apparently about to breach Paddock's door. You hear bang, which is you would assume is the breaching the door. You hear someone yell, hands, followed by pop, pop. And then someone else immediately after being like, little pause, good shot.
They do mention that one of the guys did fire off shots just because they obviously maybe were a little anxious, but the good shot is weird. I thought maybe he's saying it like as an asshole, being like, yeah, good shot. Good shot.
I just completely missed
it. That's my first thought.
I'd be like, like, good shot.
Yeah, idiot. Dick shit.
Yeah, yeah. That's something that any one of us would do. But it's the thing is weird is to yell hands first.
And what
means you probably say that just breaching the door. That's probably your first thing out of your mouth.
Like, what are you supposed, are you not supposed to say anything when you go in?
No, as someone who's been part of those situations, that's usually what they yell when they breach a door.
Yeah. I would say like, are you not supposed to say something? Like, shouldn't you say something before you go in the door and be like,
Did they mention anything about like, or did you go into like his mental health report, toxicology report, or like, why did he do
drunk.
It?
He was on anti-anxiety medication. They wanted to put him on antidepressants, but he refused.
I would say the biggest smoking gun that he did it, and that like there's no conspiracy at all, is that there was a music festival in Chicago that he bought
Lollapalooza,
and he bought hotel tickets that overlooked it for the duration of Lollapalooza. Never checked in.
Was that his dry run? Like
it was going to be, and then in Vegas he did a music festival. he did like a, he, there was an earlier music festival that he did buy tickets to, and he had a condo overlooking, but he didn't do anything.
Yeah.
So you, people are like, he did, he booked the one in Chicago. He didn't go for logistic reasons because he'd have to carry these guns out of state, whatever.
But the bizarre thing, he's like this guy's record is completely clean.
Dude, completely nothing. Clear. He has a traffic ticket.
And, but the weird, his dad was a bank robber.
Yes. That's fucking, it's
just because they have a clean, didn't everybody think Ted Bundy was a real nice guy before he like,
yeah, same with, same with fucking, what's his name? The fucking, it's just some meat that went bad. That guy, right? He sat, you know what I mean? Like
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Jeffrey Dahmer, yeah.
So is a Stephen Paddock a Patsy then?
I don't know. I don't know. Dude, it's hard to say. It's hard, like, honestly, looking at it, I was looking into it when I was looking at it, and I saw the Chicago stuff. But the thing is this, the Chicago stuff, the hotel he booked into is a Marriott hotel. And the Marriott hotel group is owned by who? Zell? Saudis.
Oh.
So if this is a Saudi assassination attempt, it is,
I'd be like, but what don't they own?
This is true.
But here's the thing. The other thing people point to is that
they have a very
right after this, when the Saudi prince was like whatever named king or whatever,
Bin Salman.
The fucking Saudi, what is that called again?
I can't remember the name of it, but it happens right after. I'm going to pull it up right now. It's
like the cleansing or something.
Oh, you're talking about the purge?
Yes. So almost immediately after this event, the Saudi purge happens, where it's like every single corrupt Saudi prince and official is like rounded up and imprisoned. So people theorize that it's like all these people that are in cahoots were trying to assassinate the incoming Saudi prince, Mohammed bin Salman. Yeah. And he was staying at above the Mandalay Bay.
That's crazy.
Fact.
That is really crazy, actually.
And he was found in the Bellagio. They like have a team that comes in and grabs him.
There's YouTube videos of like of these people going and grabbing this guy. And they say it's the Saudi prince in plain clothes, because that's what he would do so he wouldn't be recognized. So he can enjoy the festivities.
Well, that's what I do every day. Yeah, I really dress down. Mm-hmm. No one sees me.
Well, you're going to have to after your fucking tunnels get plowed.
Oh, fuck.
Anything for fame, boys, at this point. Yes. 36. I'm running out of time.
Yeah. Those tunnels are untouched, buddy. They're just as good.
They're not going to like my hemorrhoids. Like, I got like fucking popped open out.
It's like you could go to a nicer casino. Like, what if you went to like Macau or something? Like, why don't you got to go to Vegas? Like,
Vegas 2017 really Vegas. I mean, Vegas is still Vegas. And I mean,
man, I
don't know.
I was just telling someone recently about our Vegas Area 51 trip where the mercenary was the fucking cook at the Alien Inn or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fucked up.
And they thought that was insane that we went to the gate. They chased someone out from the gate and then we got back to the place and it was a legit mercenary in like leather boots, served us a burger and went, "What you guys doing?"
What? No,
it wasn't until after we went to the alien. That was fucking weird.
No, it was first. It was first.
Yeah, we went to alien. Don't you remember before?
Dude, we went there. Don't you remember? We were there first.
Oh, and it's
like
first,
the pictures of the Ma and Pa.
Had that garbage and chili there too.
And, was and mom was there. Like the mom in all the pictures, the grandma was there serving us. And she goes, "Don't fuck around today.
Someone got killed."
Yeah, and she's like, "Now's not the time to fuck around." And she leaves. She left. And then three guys come in, all looking like mercenary heavies. And we were like, this is weird. And then they just fucking hung around. Like,
the one guy brought us our burger in fucking big shit kickers.
Like 5'11 tactical boots.
Oh, yeah.
With pants tucked into the boots.
He wasn't fucking around. He was just looking for anything suspicious. And we're like, good thing we were just a bunch of duds and we didn't say anything.
Dude. Yeah,
no. Like these guys.
The alternative to that is like they do that. They have some guys waiting in the wing for that when some fucking three losers come in. But they're like, these guys will have a good story. So we'll just do this whole because, you know, like obviously could they be marketing geniuses and they're just doing that? Or did we really?
It's not even worth it because it's like how many people show up in a day, really?
We paid like, exactly. We paid like $12 for those burgers. Like it wasn't a big payday.
Yeah.
I bought the Area 51 pictures were like $10 and like a little booklet was another $10. I've been like, $40
that back gate, that back gate's still like, it's still like 11 miles from the actual base itself. Yeah. you'd still have to drive a good,
that's just
like
the perimeter. 20. Yeah. That's just the edge.
I was
of
like,
the,
you still have man. To drive another 25, 30 minutes to actually get to the base or whatever. But I thought it was just real funny that, yeah, when that white truck came,
I'll never forget
there,
that.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, that's where he is. He's like over there behind that little hill right there.
Yeah, those
like,
other fuckers touched it and then they got back and they drove away. We followed. Wow. And that truck just comes flying out of the ditch.
Us in a Dodge Caravan.
They have nothing to do all day. And I'm sure they're sitting there just like waiting for people to 100%. Chase and be like, yeah,
100%.
Like, yeah, floor it. And like every time somebody comes up to the gate, they're just like, floor it. And I bet they like draw lots to see like who gets to sit in that post all day and just like floor it and chase people all day. Just like,
every day there's a couple people coming there.
Yeah. Breaks up the monotony.
Because it's far enough out from Vegas that's like, it's not easy to get to. It was like 4-hour drive. It was like a long drive.
It's like 2 hours. It was 2 hours?
It was like, yeah, for like a 4 or 5 hour round trip.
2 hours and 15. Yeah. 2 hours.
Just long enough where like, you can't just get there. It's directed. Like, we're going to go to Area 51 today.
Yeah. There's nothing else out there that you're going to go see.
The little alien with the shittiest burgers in town.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, no, we did stop at the alien museum. What was it?
Oh, there was a little museum, I guess.
Stopped,
yeah.
We stopped at that place. That was on the way. That was like halfway there or something. But yeah.
Anyways, Power Hour turned in a little longer than Power Hour, but it was fun.
Good time.
The boys are back. One vacation a year if you're lucky. If I'm lucky from here on out for the rest of my life. So.
Two for me.
Pipe dream, boys.
Dan goes once a year. He goes every November.
To Edmonton
twice.
So if you want to find Dan, you go to Thailand in November and you just, you can't miss him.
Or May.
He'll be down there. He'll have 3 or 4 girls attached to his arms. He's fine. Can't miss him. He's got his hat on still. Never takes it off.
Yeah.
I'll take you to go eat. Really, we'll go eat.
What you going to eat?
Dan talk Thai. Dan talk Thai real good.
It was pouring down. I went to go met Uncle Slim. Like it poured down.
And listen, hey, if you're not already on our Patreon, fucking go hit it up. We got some cool stuff coming. We might have new tiers soon. Maybe by the time you're listening,
changes are coming.
Might be active.
Changes are coming. Long overdue. Long overdue.
Yeah, little overhaul. You know, you might get some rewards for different tiers. And if you're comfortable in the tier and you don't want to do anything, hey, don't worry about it. You don't have to do nothing. Nothing's going to change for you if you're already supporting the show. But
yeah, we're not changes. P. Diddy. We're not going to make you do stuff that you don't want to do.
Well, hey, listen, and huge shout out to our fucking Daddy Warbucks, continuing his pledge to sponsor the show.
What do you call him?
Daddy Warbucks.
Pod Daddy.
Pod Daddy.
He knows who he is.
And the big fat monkey. Listen, he's making dreams come true. Single-handedly. He's now, I think, our single-handed,
your dream of owning
is he's the highest supporter of all time.
He's now the highest supporter of all time. So, hey, listen, thank you so much.
Legend.
And the rest of you, get on Patreon. Get on Supercast. There's fucking hours of good stuff on there.
So much stuff.
Hundreds, no joke, hundreds of hours.
Get more donations on Patreon so we can get Braden here. Hopefully Dan too.
And we can get Andrew and Isuzu fire truck too.
That'd be cool. I'll be into that.
It's long overdue for a pod. Well, it might not be a pod week, but it'll be a pod few days for Lucky.
Pod days
2025. Let's make
pod
it happen.
Hours.
Yeah. They better be early.
Pod mornings.
Pod morning times two, basically, is what it's getting into.
Hell yeah. That was fun.
All right. And as we always say at the end of these things, keep those eyes on the skies. Peace.
Peace.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.